I'm Steve Miller reporting. President Trump's former attorney says the special counsel investigating alleged Russian collusion raised the prospect of a subpoena to compel the president to testify. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
The information comes from attorney John Dowd, who resigned from the Trump team more than a month ago. Dowd tells the Associated Press special counsel Robert Mueller raised the prospect of issuing a grand jury subpoena for President Trump. Dowd says the idea was raised by Mueller's team during a meeting in March with Trump's lawyers. They want to hear the president's answers to questions about Russian election interference and possible coordination with Trump associates, and also about his firing of the FBI director. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Opposition protesters are blocking the road leading from Armenia's capital to its airport after their leader called for a national strike. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
The actions Wednesday followed the parliament's rejection of a bid by opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan to become prime minister and intensified the political turmoil that has gripped the country since mid-April. Mass demonstrations forced Serge Sarkisian to resign last week as prime minister, just days after he was named to the post. Michael Brown, VOA News.
A judge in Myanmar has rejected a request to throw out the testimony of a witness who said two Reuters reporters on trial for allegedly possessing state secrets were framed by police. Police Captain Mo Yun Ning had contradicted other prosecution witnesses, saying last month that his superior had arranged for two policemen to meet the reporters in order to entrap them. Prosecutors had sought to have the police captain to be declared an unreliable witness. This is VOA News. At least 11 people are dead and two wounded after a group of militants, including at least two suicide bombers,